This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Captain Kickass.
And they could be you. All you have to do is call in at 855-450-3733 or use our Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. We started an article in the last hour.
Oh, yeah, we did.
About the idea of what would happen. What are some possibilities surrounding the idea of doing away with state-funded police? And I'm curious. If anybody has taken the time to research something and, you know, they're going to make a proposal, I'm willing to listen. So, Captain Kickass, you're reading this. Please continue.
Yeah, so jumping ahead of, you know, kind of like the crimes of the police, right? They're responsible
for. There's no doubt that, you know, the police, some police officers are responsible for committing crimes. Then sort of as a whole, the organization here in the United States seems to kill a lot more people than it does in other countries around the world that are comparable. And, you know, you can say what you want to say about that. Some people defend it and say police lives matter. Other people are like, this is wholly outrageous and whatever. Whatever the case may be, but there is no doubt that that organization is funded through taxes, and it's really difficult to make the argument that taxation isn't theft. There are some ways to do that argument, and I'd be curious as to what your thoughts on taxation being theft is. 855-450-3733. But let's go about talking about what would happen in the absence of this idea.
So in the absence of policing, justice, prison, and criminal code reform, several viable options present themselves for consideration, perhaps most imperatively among them the complete abolishment of police. To posit the populace would devolve into chaos and violence without police departments ignores the chaos and violence wrought by police, not to mention the very real historical proof a correctly and fully functioning society can and will police itself. There's a link to some other article here. I'm not going to go there. First,
by the way, I'll point out that I'm very familiar with several municipalities that simply don't really have policing, and mostly it's people who have guns in their houses that'll blow your heads off and is the reason that you don't see a lot of crime.
Yeah. First, consider the sizable financial feedback loop perpetuated by an excessively intrusive nanny state and its armed agents of enforcement. Taxpayers shoulder the cost of disproportionately large police forces which crack down on petty criminals instead of preventing murders, rapes, and significant property crimes.
Which would be very difficult to do.
Yes.
And I don't really think it's honestly the responsibility of police. Isn't that what we hire them for? We hire them as a cleanup crew for when we need them.
Yeah. And then the taxpayers fund the overburdened public defenders and the backlog courts, prisons, probation officers, legislators in their efforts to criminalize yet more ridiculously innocuous behaviors.
And let's not forget that far fewer than 1% of cases go to a jury trial.
Yes.
Which means that somehow our system has devolved into this sort of rubber stamp, you did it, we're going to offer you this, and whatever. It's basically plea bargaining, and that's not what justice is. That's not what you learned about in civics class.
Yeah.
This is a workaround for justice.
And it's never ending. It's unsustainable, and it's not going to fix itself, not in ways significant enough to warrant further discussion. As of 2011, according to a 2013 study by the Associate Dean of Eastern Kentucky's University School of Justice Studies, Victor E. Kapler, I'm not familiar with this guy, a mere 2 of 14 arrests were for violent or property crimes. If police truly existed to fight actual crime, not the overwhelmingly excessive number of quote crimes created by lawmakers, departments would be slashed in staff dramatically.
Right. I mean, in a lot of cases, you would only need a skeleton crew to handle most situations. I mean, there's sometimes when you got to send a cop over to tell the college kids to settle down with your party or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a need for security. As a matter of fact, when we started this, I said there's a need for security.
Yes.
But I also think that what they're saying here is true. This is by and large, the police are being used for sort of made-up crimes.
And Kapler writes, there's a quote here from him, if we take all the violent crimes reported to the police in 2011, we find that there were 1,203,564 violent crimes. Since more than 885,000 people worked as sworn officers in that same year, there were 1.36 violent crimes reported for every police officer employed in the U.S.
If one violent crime for every cop in America.
Correct.
That's a lot of cops to handle, and that's in a year, right?
Yes, in this one year.
So we need one cop to handle 1.3 violent crimes. We'll call it 1.4. We'll round up. 1.4 violent crimes per year. That seems wasteful.
It is very wasteful. If crime were dispersed evenly across the nation's police, then this would mean that in 2011, each police officer would have been responsible for investigating just over a single violent crime. And since we know that a relatively small number of criminals are responsible for the vast majority of crime in a society, each cop would be responsible for even fewer criminals.
Yes, that's true.
After the hotly controversial deaths by police of Michael Brown and Eric Garner in 2014, the call for police reform intensified exponentially. We know this. We covered it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd say that America got cop cams out of that. If you call that a win, now the government agencies have more cameras to use facial recognition and watch you with.
Yeah. And while undoubtedly well-intentioned in motive, years of begging nicely for the broken system to fix itself have, as to be expected, fallen on deaf ears. Abolishing police entirely
might... Many times what you're dealing with is police officers, police unions, lawyers that represent police, instead of addressing some of the issues that are out there. And there's lots of issues that people have, legitimate issues against the police.
Yes.
All they do is, why, if you call a crack addict, they just cry. I mean, like, you want to have a reasonable conversation. If somebody in my life was like this, they wouldn't be in my life anymore.
Right.
If every time I wanted to bring up a legitimate critique of the behavior of somebody who's in my life, be that family or friend or whatever, they just blew up. Like, oh, yeah? Well, what do you think it'd be like without me? I don't know. Get the hell out.
Right.
Let me find out. Don't bring that crap to me, because, I mean, at this point, I don't know what it would be like without police officers, because I'm being forced to fund them at the pain of losing my house. Don't act like we'd be worse off without you. Yeah. Y'all are stealing your money to get it. And then you're talking about receiving stolen merchandise as a crime. What do you call your paycheck? Taxation's theft, homeboy.
Yeah, and you have no way out. You don't have the option to opt out. Abolishing police entirely might reek of radicalism to a nation cowed by constant government fear propaganda. But considering how little violence is present in our current society, and that's, I mean, I've read other articles on this that...
It gets less and less every year,
year. It just continues to go down.
Every decade, I should say. Probably there's years that go up and down, but...
Compared to just decades ago, examples already
And maybe
in
the
place.
Cops can take credit for that. I don't know. I mean, there's no way to tell. But I suppose we can see areas that are not terribly well policed in America. How is violent crime doing there?
Yeah, generally, I mean, much lower than, generally the lower the population, the less crime you're going to see.
And I also think it's reasonably fair to say that over time, we would probably have about 20% of the people in prison that we currently do. Obviously, some of them would need to, die in prison and stuff like that, or to get out or whatever the situation is. But over time, if you legalize drug crimes, you legalized, gambling, prostitution, and all these other vice crimes, the ones that don't have a victim, what will the cops be doing? Who would they be putting in jail?
Right, yeah, they wouldn't have anybody to put in jail at that point.
About 50% of people in jails right now are in for nonviolent drug crimes.
Yeah.
some of them would probably commit crimes to, you know, while they were drugged up. You know, there's always the guy on PCP picking up a car in the you know, parking lot of McDonald's and swatting people with it or whatever the hell you hear.
Yeah, a bunch of them are just possession, though. Right. Oh, well, he was holding onto a plant.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you and Captain Kickass. I want to tell you about Liberty Stickers, long-time advertiser of Free Talk Live. And I just actually talked to Rick over there at Liberty Stickers not too long ago. And he's like, yeah, I love what you guys do, and I want to support you any way that I can. And And I just want to remind you that these ideas of liberty, you can help spread them. And you can do it with bumper stickers. Maybe it's a bumper sticker that goes on your laptop. Maybe it goes on the back of your car. If it does go on the back of your car, that message, it should be important and should be customized. And that message is probably all, the one that you like is probably sitting over at libertystickers.com. All you have to do is go through their many, many hundreds of stickers there and read them. It's like reading memes. People scroll through memes all the time.
I'd argue bumper stickers are the original meme.
There you go. Check them out, libertystickers.com. They are the original meme. I think you're right. And, you know, people read bumper stickers. You've moved forward in traffic just to read somebody's bumper sticker. It's libertystickers.com. And, yeah, go over there and support them, libertystickers.com. Going on with this article about, basically, what would it be like if we disbanded police departments?
Right. And we've, you know, talked about a few things, but the article continues with a nice thought, and we kind of touched on this during the break. Trained and unarmed intervention teams consisting of civilians, often former violent offenders themselves, can and do defuse potentially violent conflicts in their own neighborhoods in major cities from Los Angeles to Detroit, as noted by Rolling Stone. Indeed, conflict resolution as a community program has effectively prevented criminal activity, improved neighborhood relations, reduced gang violence, and resolved, without the involvement of police or courts, crimes which have already occurred. So there's already these organizations who are teaching nonviolent dispute resolution that have nothing to do with police. I mean, what, do you know of any police officers that are running around and, like, teaching folks nonviolent dispute resolution? I don't.
I don't imagine that there are very many, but probably a small handful. What I would say about that is first, I don't think that every problem can be solved by nonviolent dispute resolution. But I think some can, and I think that the percentage of crimes that can be solved by it is probably much, much higher than the percentage that is currently being solved by it.
Yeah.
I think this is something that needs to be instituted and tried. When you have somebody who continues to deny their actual behavior, then you've got a problem. Secondarily, you have a problem when you presume that somebody is guilty who is making a denial. So, you know, one nice thing about the criminal justice system is whether it's accurate or not, there's a guilty party when they're done, or the charges go away.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the ways probably around nonviolent crimes is nonviolent dispute resolution is to just keep denying that you did it. You know, the first three rules of criminal defense, deny, deny, deny. And this is what a defense attorney told me one time. I thought it was a good joke. And, well, I mean, is it a joke, I guess?
Yeah.
So, going on.
In just one anecdotal example, this guy Euchre offered to the Chicago Reader recently, there was a robbery at this store in the community. One of the people at the store whose stuff was taken said, "Look, I don't want to call the cops. Is there anything we can do?" They found on Facebook that this young person was selling their stuff, and that young person happened to go to a school where we'd done some circles. They're talking about
dispute resolution
circles. So I knew a teacher at the school and could say, "Hey, this is where we're at." Eventually, the robber and the robbed were brought together in an attempt to resolve the wrongdoing.
Yeah, I'd love this.
That young person ended up returning what he had that hadn't been sold, and then working at the shop in restitution for everything else. Then it turned out he really liked working there, and after this agreement was over, he continued to go there and volunteer. There was a relationship built there. That relationship among community members can act as a compelling deterrent against crime. The better one knows the neighbor, the less likely they are to rob or victimize them.
I think, yeah, it's building relationships, and there are people that will rob their family, but, you know,
yeah,
fewer. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's Nuevo Mexico.
Okay.
Albuquerque.
You guys call back when you come into America.
Nah, never coming back. We're going to stay a third world country. Even if they wanted to, they would remain a third world country. That's actually what the locals here, locals that have been here 400 years, literally, they can trace their talked to a guy, last name Benavidez, traced the family history all the way back to Christopher Columbus, or a.k.a. Cristobal Colon, is the Spanish. And he was incensed at his native Nuevo Mexico, saying, I referred to New Mexico as a state of New Mexico, and he corrected me, said, this is no state, this is a third world country. That's not some gringo carpetbagger from the north coming down and saying that. That's a local whose family's been here 400 years.
Yeah, I've been to New Mexico, David, and I got to say, I will go out of my way to avoid it. There's a few reasons, but I wanted to ask you about it because you're a frequent caller. When I was there, I visited.
I'm not a frequent caller. I'm a chronic caller. Hey.
Hey, what you do in your private time before you call is up to you, bro.
That's what I told Ian.
I wanted to ask you because I heard this term when I was there. It's called the land of entrapment because, you know, the
land of enchantment.
It's land of enchantment is their actual state motto. But the locals call it the land of entrapment. And because there are more people in New Mexico prisons and jails that are not from New Mexico than any other state in the Union. Now, some of this has to do with the fact that, you know, New Mexico is a big desert, so they put up these buildings to house prisoners from other states.
Ah.
But I was told, and I don't know if this is true, maybe you can enlighten me, that New Mexico is infamous for arresting and detaining people who, you know, drive without, you know, New Mexico plates from other states and that kind of thing. Is there any truth to any of that?
Well, you may know more than I do since you read something on it. I haven't read anything on it, but to be honest, actually living here, I've been here like 15 years, I think, and I never really picked up on that. And actually, I wouldn't rip on the cops here too much. I don't really put them down. I don't think they've done things to me that they should not have done. But I've also made good friends with quite a few of them as well by trying to do so. And it is possible. So I can't substantiate what you're saying, and it doesn't really feel quite right. It seems like most people that are in prison here are actually native New Mexicans. But having not yet been in prison, I'm sure that's coming, but having not yet been in prison, I don't have first-hand
experience.
Try to avoid
it, David. Do your best. There's a saying in Florida prisons that you come on vacation, leave on probation.
Leave on probation, yeah.
Return on extradition. Well,
I'll try to avoid it, but as you know, they're trying to put me in prison as we speak. In fact, I got the next in the series of hearings coming up on Thursday of this week. And
this is for calling into a radio station.
Yeah, good luck, man.
They told you not to call in on one show, and then you called in on another show, and it's being ridiculous.
And.
Well, come on.
Well, I'm getting all flustered because I hear this music and it's making me nervous, like I'm going to get cut off at any second. And so
thanks for the call.
I don't know.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
on October 8th, the White House counsel made very clear this is an illegitimate and unconstitutional process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Captain Kickass.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom. Betterplans.net will give you a little more freedom in your life because, well, the more money you pay into those Obamacare plans out there, the less money you have to spend on things that would make you happy. So betterplans.net, yeah, they've got ways for you to get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month, but they're just as good as the major provider's plans. As a matter of fact, they're as low as $145 per month for a single and even greater savings for families and businesses. This is indemnity insurance like the kind that was available before Obamacare came in place and all the big insurance companies got basically, huge paychecks from the government, essentially. They've got educational videos over there at betterplans.net and free. You can get a free quote plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets. It's all at betterplans.net. And remember, the Obamacare enrollment deadline is December the 15th, so you don't want to delay in making your decision. It's betterplans.net, and their telephone number is 800-714-1802. Betterplans.net, 800-714-1802.
So we were discussing this article from undergroundreporter.org, and there was talking about some different ways that voluntary organizations can actually prevent more violent crimes than, say, a police force does. And it specifically called out having a relationship with the community. And the article continues, that relationship among community members can act as a compelling deterrent against crime. The better one knows a neighbor, the less likely they are to rob or victimize them. Makes sense. This cannot be said of police in 2016, as officers often don't live in the neighborhoods they police, which creates a degree of separation and personal investment from the ultimate outcome of any interaction, decreasing the hesitation to act violently in an encounter that wouldn't ordinarily call for the use of force. So the summary is, like, you know, the better you know your community and you're involved in it, the less likely you are to, like, react with violence as a police officer.
Also, the more impunity you have for your actions,
mm-hmm.
You know, the fewer the consequences for your actions, the more likely you are to act like a jerk. I had a situation where I was going through the TSA line. I had an expired driver's license because I figured, this is a photo ID.
That's tyrannical sexual assault, for those who don't know the acronym TSA.
Thousands standing around is what it looks like to me. And so I had this expired driver's license. I'm like, well, this is a fine photo ID. I'll just go through. Well, the TSA does not like that you have an expired driver's license. I'm like, I'm not going to drive your little metal detector. I'm just here to prove, this is just to prove who I am. The bombers who blew up the 9/11 buildings had expired driver's license. Are you calling me a terrorist, sir? And, like, literally, these people surrounded me with a dog. Over an expired driver's license. I'm like, don't touch me!
Wow.
And one of the cops, at some point in this exchange, said, you got a problem? And it just made me realize in that moment, this is a Londonderry police officer, is a cop, not a TSA agent. And it just made me realize in a moment, this guy has no interest in de-escalating the situation.
Right.
Like, I'm getting what I consider to be poor customer service from poorly paid bureaucrats who would otherwise be sitting around on the government dole, and they're doing the only job that they can do. And this cop comes in to defend them.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm the taxpayer here. I'm the one paying. None of this stuff is relevant at all to this guy. And why should it be? There's no reason at all it should be relevant to him.
Yeah.
He can, like, him saying, hey, you got a problem, might reveal that I am a violent guy because I might slug him right in the face, right? And if I did, then he feels completely justified. See? Saying, you got a problem, like a schoolyard bully,
yeah.
Just reveals a violent person.
Right, right.
Instead of, you know, maybe a person reacts to, I don't know, the way a schoolyard bully would react, somebody might react to a schoolyard bully and slugs them. But
I mean, in no way does that say, hey, I'm here to assist in de-escalating the situation.
No.
In no way. Hey, you got a problem? I mean, that's, if anything, it's asking for the situation to escalate further.
Right, and, you know, so you have one organization whose job is to make sure that, you know, no terrorists get on the plane with weapons and to make sure that all the water bottles are thrown away, right? And then you have this other organization that's supposed to be there to, I don't know, sort of maintain order surrounding this silly little operation that, you know, people from other countries come here and they're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that it doesn't, anything like the TSA doesn't exist outside of the United States, it should be enough evidence for most people to go, oh, well, that's completely unnecessary. But you were mentioning the driver's license thing. I had not quite a similar experience, but just relating to driver's licensing, like, I don't think licensing should expire, like, ever. Once you get it, it should just be valid.
Yeah, what is the point in renewing a driver's license?
Same thing with license plates. Why do they expire? I don't understand. Do they go bad after a year or two or four or whatever it is?
It really seems silly.
I moved here recently from the Seattle, Washington area, where it's pseudo-legal to purchase recreational marijuana. They have stores where you can just walk in and buy it. You do have to produce ID, much like you do when you go to a bar for cocktails, right?
Sure.
And oddly enough, unbeknownst to me, my driver's license had expired. I'd been into this store several hundred times. It was three blocks from my apartment. I presented my ID as I was due. I, you know, was talking to the gal behind the counter who knows me by my first name and, you know, my legal first name and all that kind of thing. And
which I don't.
Right. And not a lot of people do. It's not something I advertise.
But you have to show your ID.
But you have
ID.
To. And so, yeah, you know, so that goes on. And She says, oh, I'm sorry, I can't sell anything to you today. And I thought she was joking. I'm like, oh, haha, very funny. You know, I'll have one of these. And she's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, well, how come? She's like, your driver's license is expired.
So now you can't buy something. She, even though she knows how old you are, knows who you are, but you can't buy because the driver's license is expired.
Right.
Silly.
They have some sort of thing written into the law that they could get their license to sell the marijuana revoked if they sell to somebody whose driver's license is expired.
Now, as I understand it, the Arizona driver's license is good from the time you're 18 to the time you're 65. I don't know how they go about putting a new picture on there. I don't have any answers for that.
Right.
That's, I think, the best argument for a new driver's license is, well, I gained some weight or lost some weight or whatever the argument is. And interestingly, in Montana, if your vehicle, I believe, is over 10 and a half years old, you don't have to get a new plate or a new sticker for it. It's just at that point, it's just good forever until it stops running.
Yeah, in Washington, if your car is 25 years or older, you can get what they call collector's plates or antique plates, and then you don't have to take like the emissions test anymore, and you don't have to pay.
Yeah, but do you have to pay for that plate every month? Every year, excuse me.
You have to keep a sticker on it that says the current year, but you don't have to do all the other costs associated with it. So,
well, in Montana, you don't have to do anything once it's 10 and a half years old. So if you get a driver's license from Arizona and a plate from Montana, then you've eliminated all these problems. But somehow all these other jurisdictions have to have all this stuff up to date. And that just lets you know what this is a racket.
Oh, yeah.
This is just more taxation. Because in Florida, to register a car is like, I don't know, it's gone up, but it used to be $25 a year, and I think it's like $60 a year now. But in New Hampshire, it depends on the value of the car. So if you buy a brand new Lamborghini, you're going to pay significantly more than somebody who's driving around an old beater.
Right, right. I know that license plates are pretty ridiculous. I did a little bit of reading on it to where there's nothing that a vehicle identification number can't suffice in place of a license plate for a car. And you don't have to renew that every year, right?
What a plate is, basically, is a vehicle identification number. And presumably they needed it for individual states so that,
Well, it started with, like, horse and buggy.
Sure. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do we need this whole taxation apparatus? What's the point of it?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from Wall of Fire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We might be able to squeeze you in if you call in. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And the Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, the human pump handle slamming machine, Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Are you going to be at ForkFest 2020 this year?
I plan to.
So ForkFest is a fork of the very popular Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I call that whole bit pork and fork.
Pork and fork, that's right. They go together. Join the liberty-minded voluntarists, libertarians, and anarchists from June the 29th through July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's decentralized, which means no one's in charge. You just come, you camp, you have fun. If you want to do some speeches, put up a tent, you do whatever it is you want to do. You want to serve food, there's no ticket cost for the event. You have to pay for the campsite with Rogers. You just reserve your site or your motel room or whatever it is at Rogers Campground, 29th of June through July 5th. And it's a great way to celebrate Independence Day. And you can go to ForkFest first and then go to ForkFest. It's great. Check them out. Go to the ForkFest forum at forkfest.party. There's links to the unofficial website and all those other things there. There are links on the unofficial website at forkfest.party.
Party, party, party.
Let's go to Mike calling in from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys tonight? Captain Kickass, that's a great name.
Thanks, Mike.
I think the police could learn to be more like those private groups and start, you know, somehow it probably is going to take another 100 years, but actually learn to be more like keepers of the peace and not go in, you know, all macho, just be nice people. And I don't know how that's going to ever work out, but it would be great if it worked that way. On the pot stores, though, more importantly, now I also live in Washington, and there's a few shops that I know, they know when to not dare not check your ID, but they also know when it's okay, when everybody in there is regular and it's cool to not check. But that's rare. But now another shop I go to that employs probably in 7 days a week from 8 a.m. till midnight, for 11 p.m. That's a lot of hours, probably 40 employees. And when they get caught not checking that ID or letting you in with a hole punched in it, everybody's out of a job for 2 weeks. So I really respect them and don't give them any guff if my, because you always get caught short, it seems like, on your ID somewhere, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, this is definitely one of those things.
A lot of people. It affects a lot of people besides me.
Yeah, this is what the government does, is they turn everybody into a little deputy, an unpaid deputy for them, right? So when you've got that kid who's 20 years old selling beer at the grocery store that he can't buy, you know, he's checking your ID because he can't tell the difference between somebody who's his age and somebody who's old enough to be his dad, I guess, you know, whatever the situation is. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because their job's on the line. They're doing it because they're told to do it. But it's kind of the ridiculousness of the whole thing. You know, here in Europe, you know, no problem buying some alcohol and letting your kid drink at home and or, you know, with meals or anything like that. Here in the United States, my God, you're going to corrupt them. It's just amazing the hubris of these politicians.
And I wanted to say, too, about the Washington, the recreational marijuana. In Seattle proper, it is far more strict and far more tight than outside of
Correct.
Seattle proper. Like, if you get into, even Everett, like, you know, their stores were less the same. They were able to sort of have some personality about it, that kind of a thing. So the further you get from, you know, the downtown area, sort of the more personable it seems to be. But it still doesn't.
That is very true. That is very true.
I just don't mind
getting my driver's license renewed every 5 years, I guess. I know what you mean. I understand the whole control. I just personally don't mind it. And I certainly would never want the staff to be affected because, you know, they let me in. That's all. Anyway.
Understood.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I went to recently Seattle, I guess, like last year about this time, Seattle and Denver within a couple of weeks of each other. And I don't remember ever seeing a pot shop in Seattle, but in Denver, I saw them all over the place. So, you know, if there's a competition going on between Seattle and Denver, Seattle's losing.
Well, Seattle doesn't allow them to advertise in the same way they let other industries advertise.
I see.
What they did is they didn't let the industry just sort of grow. They dictated how the industry was going to
be. They always do. They did it with alcohol. I mean, look, there's beer distributors
out there. They didn't do it with technology, right? The internet came along, and they weren't like, okay, this is how we're going to allow the
It's because it wasn't outlawed first.
Right.
Watch what happens with political memes, though. I mean, now with this new election that's coming around, you're going to have to answer all kinds of questions if you're going to start some organization that's going to put out memes or whatever. I mean, so once they get their finger, their little nose under the tent, then they're moving the whole camel in.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, no, it's a matter of fact is what it is. And the meme wars will continue.
Right.
I'm a veteran of the meme wars. Are you?
The Democrats lost this go-around, and they're pretty bitter about it. Everybody's got to pay.
Just the fact that, like, some government entity is upset and tracking memes. I mean, if that doesn't illustrate the ridiculousness of the entity known as the government,
if it doesn't illustrate what they think about you. So Russia made memes. And they swayed your vote, which is to say you're such a mind-numbed myrmidon that you know, a few pictures with words on it has suddenly changed your mind. I mean, it's the rare meme that's changed my mind on anything. I can tell you that. I can't think of one.
But if I make a meme, it just gets ignored and people call me crazy and, you know, that kind of a thing. So, like, what's the difference here? Right? You know, how come you take, you know,
you can't pay Facebook.
Yeah, apparently my memes don't change minds, but like some, you know, kid in Russia makes a meme, oh, you've affected the entire election process.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is it, right? It's 2020. The election's upon us. It's coming down the pike. And, I mean, you know, we're less than a month away from 2020. And I didn't think it was going to be true, but it looks like people are going to still be using Facebook in 2020.
Oh, I don't know how this happened, but I've seen more commercials for that I don't want to do him any favors, but that Tom Steyer guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how he gets advertised to me as much as he does. I'm so sick of that guy.
He's pumping the money in.
He did a commercial where he talks about how few women are in, like, Congress and the Senate. Yeah. And how
minorities.
Few minorities.
He's a white guy.
So
white
vote
guy.
For this old white guy who's somehow going to change that. I'm like,
it's hilarious.
How is that?
Term limits.
That's his campaign.
Oh,
thing,
I know.
He's like, term limits. But I find it ridiculous that here's a guy talking about how few minorities and women are involved in the political process. So he wants you to vote for the old white guy. I don't understand how that makes sense to anybody.
I don't either. I'm baffled by it. It's frankly insulting, you know, that, hey, here's your hot button issue of the gender or the race of somebody, and I don't fit any of that, but I'm going to fix it. And I think he's right, though. I think that the term limits would help on something like that. I'm for term limits. I don't think it's the biggest solution in the world, but I'll take it.
How about let's limit their terms to zero? All politicians, your term is now zero. You run on an election, you get you run a campaign, you get elected, and poof, it's over.
I think that we'd probably be better off with randomly selecting people to do these jobs than we are.
Oh yeah, absolutely, we should. Like, I mean, they're the least qualified people. Right, and like really good leaders, they don't want to rule you anyway. They don't want to tell you what to do, right? You know, they'll lead by example if they're a good leader.
Sure.
You know, so I hate when people call politicians, oh, they're the leaders of our society. No, they're not. They are anything but leaders.
They are liars and thieves is what they are, and somehow we believe we cannot do without these liars and thieves, and if that's the case, that's fine, but let's come up with a better system for picking these liars and thieves, because the Democrats out there, let's get the money out of politics. I've looked at the proposals, and there's really no proposal that I can find for actually getting money out of politics. You know, they're talking about let's overturn Citizens United. Well, all that means is that I want the unions to be able to donate to campaigns, but I don't want the corporations to be able to donate to campaigns.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a viable solution. That's just one side, you know, showing how they're going to win. Look, the Republicans know how to win. They gerrymander. You know, like, I'm sorry that your solutions have not been as successful as theirs. But well, the whole thing, we're all getting screwed on it.
And how do people decide that a popularity contest was the way to pick leaders?
Right. Like the idea that somebody who's successful at running a presidential campaign somehow makes them qualified for the highest office in the world is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
Insane. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We'd love to add you to the list. We send out a little newsletter. Try to keep it rare. It's go to freetalklive.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.